Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 24, 2023. What awaits a person after death? Question. Many people who have gone through clinical death claim that they experienced vivid sensations of a world that is dominated by one force that radiates goodness, love, and mercy. And at the same time, they felt how every moment of their lives, every action and intention, was recorded with pedantic accuracy. Is there any connection between these sensations and what Kabbalists experience when they reveal the spiritual world? After all, Kabbalah also talks about the love and mercy of the upper force. Answer: I am afraid to answer this question directly because of the risk of being misunderstood. Of course, everything does not end with the death of the physical body. A body lives and dies, we see it very well, and we even use meat of slaughtered animals for food. People claim that clinical death was accompanied by very pleasant sensations in complete contrast to the world they left, which was full of suffering. But it is not surprising that there is such a revolution from evil to absolute good, because indeed this corporeal world is the worst of all worlds. It is completely ruled by egoism and is opposite to the positive force of the desire to bestow. In the upper worlds the force of unification acts, and in our world the force of separation does. And it is clear that the difference between the corporeal and the spiritual world is huge. But it is not worth talking about it because we cannot provide any evidence and cannot broadcast from the upper world into our world. Therefore, a person is so afraid of death and thinks of it as something incomprehensible and shrouded in mystery. And I do not think that I have the right to reveal this secret. Some people claim that at the moment of clinical death they suddenly realized the huge impact of their seemingly most insignificant actions. And of course, there is a grain of truth in this. Therefore, in this life it is still worth behaving as the Torah advises, that is, to unite with each other in order to reveal the true form of reality that awaits us in the future in a common desire, kli. After all, after physical death, we have to discover that we are completely connected and influence each other. The Creator hides from us what is beyond the threshold of death. And we are like curious children who want to look behind this veil and find out what is there. But in all our life there is no way to step over this barrier and reveal the form of the future world. What should be the right attitude toward death? Death is not what we imagine. It is just a sensory transition from our world to another world. For a person who has experienced death, this corporeal reality ends and existence in new sensations begins. Is this transition accompanied by pain? I do not think so. Should we be afraid of the moment of death? I think we should not. We are just afraid of the unknown. And what happens after death? After it there is no more death, and there is no more this corporeal life. But what is there? We shall wait and see. From a conversation with journalists, June 6, 2023. The common bond of people, like a rose among thorns. Just as a rose among the thorns is tinged with red and white, the assembly of Israel contains Din, judgment, and Rachamim, mercy, Zohar for all the rose, item 1. When we talk about the gathering of souls, we mean people who are internally connected to each other, although they are not aware of it. And the realization of their common connection is called a rose? Question: Are souls the common connection of all people in the world? Answer: The common connection of all people in the world is like a rose among thorns. And this is called the soul. And the thorns symbolize judgment, tough management. If you don't want to be like a rose, to bloom and spread, then you will feel the control from above with the help of judgments and tough management. Question: Speaking in Kabbalistic language, souls are our inner desires that are always subject to some kind of restrictions. Why are these restrictions necessary? Answer: To guide us toward better development. After all, It is up to a person to determine how to use harmful egoistic qualities that are hard as thorns in him. It is precisely because the rose grows between the thorns that we have the opportunity to correctly use the painful management that is directed as if against us, but only in order for us to be corrected and constantly correct ourselves in a good connection between us. From CabTV's introduction of the Book of Zohar, June 4, 2023. The Paradox of Interest in Kabbalah. Comment. The ancient philosophers who studied with Kabbalists took some knowledge from Kabbalah and brought it out. From this, certain philosophies and teachings were born. My response: yes, philosophers themselves state it. This was in the time of the prophets, 600-700 BC and later. Question: how can we avoid repeating the same movement among your students? Answer: if people were interested in this earlier, today no one needs it. I have published so many books. So what? Are they snapped up, read, researched? Everyone is only interested in mechanical toys, in how you can pick up this world in order to get out of it as much momentary benefit for yourself as possible, and that's it. More people are not interested in anything. Therefore, you can talk about Kabbalah as much as you want, no one needs it. Previously, it was not possible to spread it, because there was a danger that people who began to study Kabbalah would begin to err. It turns out that when those who could become interested in Kabbalah lived, it was hidden. And at the present time, when people are generally not interested in anything except the material, Kabbalah is open. From CabTV's I got a call. Separate from Lateman, May 14, 2011. The structure of altruism. Question: you say that egoism forms a certain body. Then what does altruism form? Answer: altruism forms the soul, meaning a completely different body, a spiritual one. Altruism is based on the fact that I perceive the feelings and thoughts of others as my own. I operate not with my own desires, but with someone else's. I use my own desires only in order to fulfill the desires of others. To do this, I need completely different qualities. My egoism can only fill itself. Here, however, I begin to connect, for example, to you. But you have other desires, other needs. And therefore I develop my egoism by including your desires, qualities, and all of you into myself, and become twice the size, consisting of myself and you. My part serves you, and your part consumes this service, like Bina and Malkhut, like mother and child. In this way, I attain your desire and fill it with the upper light that comes to me to a greater extent. In doing so, I feel that I am fulfilling you. That is, I feel like a creator regarding you. By this, I attain 1/7 billionth part of the creator. Such fulfillment, feeling, understanding, and action, all this is called the creator in me. Here, I have revealed him. Therefore, love your neighbor as yourself is the main rule of the Torah, that is, the entire instruction for correction. There is no escaping this. If you want to feel more than your animalistic body and live above it, you must include the other in yourself. Question: in principle, is it also a benefit to attach the other to yourself? Answer: start thinking that it is beneficial, that through this you achieve everything. Think as your egoism thinks, do not resist. The main thing is to love your neighbor, even if this is uncomfortable for you. Then you will see the light will begin to work on you and will transfer this into a completely different direction. From CabTV's I got a call. The structure of altruism, May 7, 2011.